Please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Theodore Roosevelt wrote, "I wish to preach not a doctrine of ignoble ease, but the doctrine of strenuous life." Almighty God, we know that all of us have failed at one time or another to produce the results that you have laid out for us to do. And many have failed because they have stopped even before the final hour has come. And so we pray, grant us the perseverance to push on, even when we are discouraged and ready to quit, and seek rather to accomplish what we must be about. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keaveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Jefferson. Senator from St. Francois. Senator from 24th. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, ninth day, Monday, January 25th, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following prayer. Life is overflowing with the...
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as have been fully read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion as shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest I'd like to introduce. She is an intern in my office this semester. Her name is Molly Landers. She is a student at MU in Columbia, but her hometown is in Sykeston, and I'd ask that everybody make her feel welcome.
Let's all welcome the guest of the Senator from Boone from Sykeston, Missouri. Introduction of guests, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in the upper gallery, our newest high school in the state, R7 from Jefferson in the southern Jefferson County, has had the largest grade school for years in the state of Missouri without a high school, and their high school their grade school graduates went to either Crystal City or joined me in Festus. Senator from Jefferson joined him, or Herculaneum for the most part. But now this year they've opened. I spoke at the opening of the brand new high school, the Blue Jays. Is that right? The Blue Jays, Jefferson Blue Jays, and this is the freshman. This is the first freshman class. There's no sophomore, junior, or senior, so they will be the first graduating class of Jefferson R7, and I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Would all the guests of the Senator from St. Francis please rise for a welcome by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President. Introduction of special guest. Over on my right and your left, I have a nice young gentleman here today. God help us, he's here to job shadow me today. His name is Matt Aaron from Eureka. He's actually taller than I am, so I think he creates a better shadow than I do. But anyway, I'm very honored he's here today, and I'd like the body to make him welcome.
We're delighted to have the guest of the Senator from Franklin with us in the Missouri Senate today. Further introductions. petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have five bills, and none of them need explanation.
Send your legislative package forward.
There's one.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 827, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the extension of certain county taxes.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 828, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to mental health duties of certain county councilors.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 829, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to nuisance abatement ordinances.
The fourth bill.
Senate Bill 830, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to county ordinances establishing minimum standards for residential occupancy.
Read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill 831, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to establishing county curfew hours.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I have one bill.
Send your bill forward.
Senate Bill 832, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to the Large Carnivore Act.
Senator, we must have an Senator, we must have an explanation.
Mr. President, this is a public safety bill.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Lawrence.
One bill, I would waive explanation.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 833, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to board meetings of corporations.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 834, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the liquidation of certain domestic insurance companies.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 835, introduced by Senators Roop and Kevany, an act relating to charter schools.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements, if you recognize me.
Announcements.
Yes, thank you. Just want to let you know, we got a short session today. I've been trying to give committee chairman time. Hopefully, we'll have some things then to debate in here tomorrow after the 10 o'clock session. So that's where we're at. If anybody else has any announcements.
Further announcements. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motions. Many are of the opinion that shall prevail. Say aye. Those in the contrary, no.